This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to the Neutral Medical Report. We have John W. Spring here. John, I don't think you have another letter today. You reached your limit, I guess. But let's start off with your comments about what's going on in the news. We have Al Sharpton. And basically, I like to use sarcasm to sometimes get breaks through people's bubble of disinformation and confusion. I call it the lemming syndrome. I like to give the man antidote to the lemming syndrome. I call it problem reaction dissolution. Instead of solution, it's problem reaction solution. Al Sharpton is part of the problem. His policies and the policies of the left have increased the dangers to black and poor people of all colors. They've increased the death and drug addiction. They've increased the fatherlessness of families in the last 70 years with policies the demon rats have put in place. You have to understand that conservative black families were more conservative than white families 75, 80 years ago. But most people aren't old enough to have remembered that. We're just in the marginal age range where we do remember that. That the culture before 1970, before, let's say, 1960, is completely different than the culture we have today. Young people, number one, they're arrogant. They think if they can Google something, they're all of a sudden a Google genius. Their IQ has dropped. Their ability to do critical thinking is damaged by poor education, poor media, and manipulation by social media, including TikTok and Zoom and other things. They tend to parrot things rather than things like, for example, I hear the parroting and screaming, of aggressive screaming of people saying, defund the police, and say, what are you going to replace them with? What are you going to do if somebody's robbing your home or your business? What are you going to do? You're going to go over with a shotgun and try to fight them, and if they've got bigger guns than you, they're going to kill you. I want more non-lethal weapons for the police. I want to reform it so the people that are bad, people are doing bad things, they get taken off the force and sent for mental health and psychological screening. I want more funding for the police to use non-lethal and other control measures like drones and other technologies that are non-lethal. I don't want everybody and their dog to have a taser or use an LRAD cannon. But we can be inventive and create technology that makes the police, number one, feel safe, feel in control, and feel non-lethal. How's that? And we also made it to the public to realize the police are their friends. They're there to make sure their community is safe. It's safe to go to the shopping center for a kid to go back and forth to school and not have to be inducted into a gang to save his ass so he has to join one gang so another gang won't kill him. We need to make sure our streets are clear of mentally ill people and drug addicts. We need people that use drugs to go to mental institutions and be tracked for toxicology. We need people that distribute drugs to go to prison for a long time. We need to make sure that the intel agencies are not profiting from this, because the CIA Special Activity Division runs the ultimate drug cartel of all the drug trade, including even illegal carfentanil coming in from China. Most people don't realize these agencies are tied directly back to the globalists. They use trillions of dollars for underground cities, off-world space projects, and weird genetic engineering that's not under the surveillance of the Congress, Senate, or the President. We have a shadow government. It goes right back to the Thule Society of Nazi Germany that took over when our OSS took over the Nazis in World War II, and they actually won the war. They won the war because it became our shadow government, the Nazis. People don't understand that, do they? They don't realize that's why when Clapper and Brennan can threaten the president, they think they're the ultimate government, not the elected officials. And when I hear Mr. Esper, the military defense director, saying he's going to violate the order from the president, that the civilian president is telling him, we're going to deploy police in areas where they're going to rob and break material and so on, and Esper wants to counteract it. Esper needs to be fired, and the Pentagon chiefs need to be fired, because as soon as the police and military decide that they're the boss and not the elected officials, we have a military dictatorship. We do no longer have a constitutional republic. Fire their butts. We need to have the color for this year, 2020, as being the color of orange. Obama, Susan Rice, and all these criminals need to go to jail. We now have all the information about Flynn. All these deep state people know to go to jail. All the people that are collaborating with the drug cartels in the organ trade, for example, they tried to induct me into the organ trade in 1987 at Emory University when I worked in Augusta, Georgia. in collaboration with people as far away as China with the Laodai camps, where the Chinese petition type, someone that's a Uyghur, or a person that's got one page of the Bible they don't approve of, or a Falun Gong. I've had data going back over 20 years. I know what's going on. The globalists are basically running helter-skelter because nobody wants to believe that this conspiracy theory is real. They're being run by Luciferic Satanists that don't give a crap about the human race. In fact, last week they met the World Economic Forum with Mr. Schwab, with his deep... he was there talking to Mr. Schwab 50 years ago, 1970, wrote this article about the World Economic Forum. The director of the International Monetary Fund. They want a fourth international, what they call revolution, that basically turns the human race into cyborgs, puts a chip in us, not only tracks us, but controls our epigenetics, and even vaccinates the heck out of us. There's 14 to 17 points of the World Economic Forum in their so-called fourth revolution, involve vaccines, chipping and tracking us, and have bidirectional access to our consciousness, just like Minority Report. You think I'm making it up? I've been saying this now for over 20 years. You can no longer spit on Deagle. I am no longer Dr. Lickspittle. I am no Dr. Ranger Deagle. It doesn't matter if you're a relative, a friend, or anybody. I challenge you to an intellectual duel. And if you want to come against my intellectual titanium sword, I will shatter you. And I'm not nice about it, because I care about you. It doesn't matter what your skin color, your previous orientation, or the evil you've done, I pray for you. Because our society and our civilization is teetering toward disaster, because we have a lemming culture of young people that are being doctored just like the Nazi youth or the Russian youth when they set up the youth parties inside Russia and China. It's the same people as the Tiananmen Massacre. The Chinese people tried to wrestle against it, so they had to get a special subsection of the military that would kill Chinese students that were finally revolting and wanted a democratic representative government. Time's now for us to end. Just like the Soviet Union, we need to end the deep state, and we need to end communist China. We also need to end up with what's called the totalitarian police state, which wants to replace the police with some kind of, God knows what, social workers with a gun, I don't know. It doesn't make any sense to me what they want to do. When they keep on screaming that they want what they want, they have no idea the consequences of it, except they go care less whether it causes more death of poor Hispanic, black, or other people. Since the so-called riots over George Floyd, 30 people have died. You know that, right? Your comments, John, go ahead.
Well, first of all, I just caught a glimpse of the memorial services that were held today in Houston, Texas.
Right.
And I was appalled. It appears that the word peace was not used once. They did use the name Jesus several times, but the way in which they spoke of Jesus was very misleading, and since most people are very ignorant of the body of the Bible, they believe that everything that's being told of them today is the truth, which when they're basically a pack of lies.
Listen, when I talk to people, and occasionally the biggest interaction I get, sometimes I get a caller that will call me something like they want me to use another promotional person. Yesterday, I had a gentleman called. He wanted to use a functionary that's one of the broadcasters with Alex Jones to promote you. If they want to promote you, they need to go through me. I need to talk with my co-host directly to the president. We've been working on these issues for years. I don't want somebody to slather off 70 to 90% truth and put their spin on it so they control the message. I want the whole truth to get through to the public, whether it's health truth, geopolitical, or spiritual truth. Okay, and I'm determined to do that. Now, we right now, and I had, it's interesting, on the guy last night, he wondered, I went and looked at the two-minute video about your thing over Brideon, about your patent that you're putting forward, and I'm talking to my attorney by tomorrow probably to get the first stage of this going. But you got to understand, I need the legal financial support. You don't watch the two-minute free thing. You watch the 13.5-minute by paying $100 and allows me some finances to actually move forward with the patent. Because you got to understand, this is not the only plague they're going to release. If they got COVID-19, they got COVID-21 or 20, they got some other bug or way to try to cow the population, force us into lockdown, so they can collapse the economy, get their fourth revolution, kill a lot of us, sterilize the rest of us, and chip us. In fact, Trump, before he washed his hands like Pontius Pilate, ordered half a billion, that's 500 million, injector sets for vaccines that contain a chip in them. Now, if you think the American public, Democrat, Republican, are going to line up once they realize these vaccines never work, the RNA vaccines, or they're dangerous or toxic, you're going to have a large segment of the population. The thing that freaks out the globalists, we don't have a percentage of people that are now aware of things. We have around 40% of people in America that's growing very rapidly under the duress of this COVID-19. that everything the government says and their scientists and their politicians are lies, manipulations, are just plain deviltry.
Yes.
Okay? So, Trump, your biggest problem is you have decided not to call us after 3 years of receiving letters back and forth from you. And there's three major issues that you need to talk to us. Number one, the missiles in La Archila Island, Nicaragua, and the Orinoco River. Number two, missile defense, which we do not have. I work with missile defense. I've been sending you videos for 3.5 years, even before John Spring and I worked on this other thing with the Orinoco River. Right?
That's right.
And the third thing is this issue. Viruses can't spread except in a vaccine. The Chinese declared war on us May of 2019 because of a trade war with America. They want to take over the world government. That's why they have the Belt and Road. I had a big argument over the last year and a half, 2 years, with Harley Schlanger at the LaRouche Foundation because they backed the communists. And I kept fighting and fighting and fighting with him, trying to come back and get even loud with me. Can't get away with that crap with Deagle. Not Mr. Passive. So he won't come back on the show because he's afraid of what I'm going to do to him on air. All right? He's in Germany right now. You got to understand that communist Chinese and the globalists want to take over the world and make us all cyborgs. If you don't believe me, you're going to suffer for it. Not going to happen, though. We're waking up.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you. Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutriMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
And we're coming back. John W. Spring, your turn to talk. Go ahead and tell us your analysis of what's going on and where we need to go. I challenge people to keep on topic. Yesterday we had a couple of gentlemen who wanted to go off topic. Just to stay on topic. But we have several major issues going on. We have a luciferic takeover that's so obvious there's no mask on. It's no longer the Venetian festival where they have a mask on to tell you that they're really good people when they're really devils. And we have politicians like Romney and former Republicans are coming against Trump. Trump isn't perfect, but he's slow. He's starting to pick up on the fact that he should have probably got rid of Antifa 2 or 3 years ago. Now he can't do it before the election completely, but he's going to get them arrested. He's also going to start getting rid of the left in terms of the media, this new regulation change, so that Twitter, Facebook, and these other ones that think that they can actually basically shadow and cut out people like myself, take out all and destroy all my videos on Vimeo and Livestream or Spotify. They're no longer our masters. They're no longer our digital cyber gods. And we have a situation right now where they wanted to get rid of the police. They want to defund the police. They want to make something replacement because they want to be able to force vaccine us. They want us to disarm us. So the only one with guns will be their functionaries that control them. And, of course, the really elite rich in Hollywood and these billionaires, they have their own private guards. They don't even worry about the public. They could care less if there's violence in the inner city that destroys young people or causes people's property to be destroyed. They could care less. They want drug addicts to run free. They want drugs to be illegal. I had one idiot last night put a notice on my YouTube channel saying he wants drugs legal. You're a moron. I've been in this business 50 years. You want people that are doing drugs go to a facility, not 3 days, but a final month. As their behavior continues, they stay locked down in a psychiatric facility for drug and alcohol and mental illness. You do not release people that are mentally ill or criminals or psychopaths based on proper functional testing into the public. You don't. You also don't have crazy police that actually are using excessive force because they're frightened. They're not given proper tools and weapons. They should have drones, a drone force with them. They should have social workers come with them, but they should have everything so they have lots more technology, more funding, not less. Better vehicles that are proof, bulletproof, for example, which a lot of people don't realize most of the police vehicles are not bulletproof. A criminal with a higher powered weapon can shoot from one of these cars or trucks and kill a police officer or permanently injure them. People have to run and realize that they want to make it so bad that nobody with common sense or guts would even stand up to be a police officer in America anymore. Do you want that kind of tyranny? You morons need to shut up and go to a mental institution. I'm sick and tired of hearing fellow Americans think it's okay to disarm the police, to remove the police completely rather than just reform them. Reform them for sure. This police officer that kneeled on this guy, we don't even know if it's even mocked, if it's even set up, but I don't care. It doesn't matter if it was set up or a fake or whatever. No one needs to chokehold anybody once they're in cuffs. If they're in cuffs, they're immobilized. But on the other hand, this guy did 11 events like this, and his fellow cops should have stopped him. They could have just leaned over and grabbed him by the arm and said, listen, buddy, you're choking the guy. Stop it. They didn't. They need to be charged as well. But you know what I'm worried about? They may get off, and that'll really inflame the public. The public, by the way, don't have enough sense. They react like a wild animal. Instead of proceeding in action, they're themselves getting violent. So 30 people have died, including black and Hispanic and people protecting their own property in just the last few weeks. This George Floyd thing is a horrendous thing. And the globalists want helter-skelter. They want to take a bad cop and a drug addict, a former criminal, interaction, which neither one is a good party, and turn it into a riot and a revolution to destroy America. And we have to stop allowing it, because if the demon rats can, and even Biden knows, you can't get defund the police, even though all the Democratic Party are all totally behind, like AOC, this brainless moron that should be taken out of office. Remember now, some of these people, like this one, Ilhan Omar, she even married her brother. It's illegal. Why the hell is she here even in politics? She shouldn't even be in the country. We are tolerating things we should not tolerate. Many of these people should be in institutions for the mentally ill and the deranged psychopaths, what they are. Yeah. And we tolerate it. And they don't need to go to prison, what I call criminal university. They need to go to a psych place where they can have someone take care of them because they're dangerous to themselves and the public. Period.
Yes.
All right?
Yes. If I may
go ahead.
Take a slightly different perspective on this whole situation. Going back to the time when I had my own commercial radio program, Sound Off with John B. Spring, over 10
right.
years ago, I just shortly after I went off the air, I received some calls from many African-Americans in Los Angeles who knew me fairly well. I had a fairly good reputation with the black community.
Right.
And they were telling me about these police shootings and stories behind them. And at that time, I believe that William Bratton was chief of police. Now, William Bratton later became a New York City Police Commissioner, and
right.
He still holds that position. But people don't realize the background of some of these people that stay in these positions. Now, going on to Minneapolis, the more recent situation, in that foursome that was responsible for the murder of George Floyd, one of the police officers was African-American. The chief of police of Minneapolis is an African-American, and the attorney general of the state of Minnesota is also an African-American, and I believe he was responsible for the third-degree murder charge rather than first or second degree at the time. But people don't realize these situations. They just assume that it's completely white hate that's behind all of these tragic situations. And then we go on to the demonstrations. I happened to have a few hours to spare 2 weeks ago when the so-called peaceful demonstrators were marching around the Fairfax area, the old Jewish community in Los Angeles, and they were marching almost in a circle around some of the more prestigious businesses there. And I noticed two young black American girls getting out of line and going over and tagging one of the buildings with an aerosol spray can. And because it was from the helicopter view, I could not see if they were actually writing graffiti or just tagging or marking it. But later on in the day, it seemed as all of those places that were tagged were later looted and gutted with fires. So this entire so-called peaceful demonstration was designed also to case the joints along the way, so to speak, and cause havoc while no one in the entire BLM organization, the so-called Black Lives Matter organization, seemed to do anything about it, because that was part of the entire plan. My black friends in Los Angeles have informed me for quite some time that BLM, as well as Antifas, are both Marxist organizations. They refer to them as communist organizations. So I think there's a lot that needs to be done
right.
In terms of understanding.
And by the way, I'm going to change the name so that Black Lives Matter. I'm going to say Black Lives Don't Matter. Doesn't matter what your skin color is. Things like this guy that did the eulogy for George at Black Lives Matter and Antifa, they're setting things up to make black, Hispanic, and people of color in more danger, not less. They're not helping. They're making things worse, aren't they?
Yes, they are. And it's a very tragic situation.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The third and final memorial service set in Houston, Texas for George Floyd has concluded. Jack Brewer is an ordained minister and former NFL player. He tells Fox News, now is the time when we need to heal as a nation.
Today is the day. This is the moment. I think this is that catalyst. Because everyone who's watching this, everyone who's felt all these emotions, we're all feeling the same thing.
Cristobal is not done yet. The tropical depression will bring heavy rain and possibly flooding to areas of the Midwest. The storm brought heavy rains, fierce wind, and flooding when it came on shore Sunday in Louisiana. It's expected to dump heavy rains over the Mississippi Valley, with that rain then spreading into Wisconsin and Michigan on Wednesday. And President Trump set to get back out on the campaign trail and hold rallies. The president will be taking precautions at those rallies, including temperature checks. You're listening to USA Radio News. Chicago Democratic Mayor Lori Lightfoot says it will take a Herculean effort to keep businesses open in disadvantaged neighborhoods after looting and damage occurred during the first weeks of protests following the death of George Floyd. Lightfoot, on a conference call with city leaders in Chicago, also says,
now, I don't know about you, but I haven't seen like this before, not in Chicago. I've been on calls and text messages all day with people who fought hard to bring economic development to areas of the city, only to see like the Walgreens, the CVS, the grocery store, everything vanished in an eye blink.
The Trump administration is releasing $25 billion in health providers for Medicare patients. Congress had set aside the money as part of the coronavirus relief package. A bipartisan group of senators wrote a letter to Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar asking about the delay in releasing the funds. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home.
Ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
With John W. Spring. John, that was a very amazing analysis, and I agree with you entirely. This problem is solvable. What we have to understand is that there's a solution to virtually every problem out there. And people don't need to get, you know, angry or ad hominem. They just need to start dialoguing. We're all human beings. We all want to solve things. One of the things about America is we have a legal system. We have three boxes: the voter box, the cartridge box, and the witness box. The witness box means we all need to be pro se litigant actors, because we can't leave the law to the politicians or the lawyers because they're corrupt. If we start going beyond, just like the lady that was the first one getting to the front of the bus, she did because she went to court. We need to see things through the reform police operations and get a better equipment, a better training, a better monitoring, so they can't get off with doing things that are really bad to the public and then continue to do bad behavior and let their colleagues just stand back and say, yeah, I know he's not doing something right, but we don't want to get in trouble by interfering with this guy, even though he's a maniac. So the other three officers were there, including the black officer, stood him while George was being choked to death by having somebody lean on him who's already cuffed. This isn't acceptable. But you know what? I'm sure this happened in other countries. Once we get reform here, it also means the globalists are not going to be able to use the police or the military to try to harass the public and force vaccinate us, which 14 of the 17 points of the World Economic Forum last week are part of their 2030 agenda, Agenda 2030. People read it. Don't go and say, well, if I get rid of Dr. Deagle, then witness the problem will go away. No, the problem is still there, people. Wake up. It's not dependent on whether I exist or not or have a pulse. The issues are there. And John, you had a show for many years. We're trying to tell the people the truth. And we know there are simple solutions, but they want to pretend. The media wants to pretend there's no solution. Even Donald Trump is slow to respond. He's got all these people around him, devils and monsters. Look at Esper. Why is Esper not fired? If I was advising Trump, I'd say fire Esper and the Pentagon generals. They need to be fired. Saying they're not going to follow his orders? Now, I don't want to see tanks go in, but I do want to see helicopters. I do want non-lethal technology. I want drones in there. I want a lot more non-lethal technology so that when the police come in, they can close down an area and no one's going to do anything. They're going to be knocked down, knocked out, whatever, and they're going to be zip-tied, not dead, and not go to prison, but go to a mental health institution for 30 days, evaluation, and if they're really sick, they're going to stay in there. The problem is we don't have a system like that now. We need a universal health care system, not run by government, but run by the states and the corporations, but whatever. And we need to have a system that makes sure that mentally health ill people and sick people and poor people who've got PTSD, like former vets, get help. They don't get left on the street to become mentally ill or become criminals going to criminal university. CU, I call it. It's a real simple solution. And, you know, people pretend there isn't a problem because they want to live off the problem, just like Al Sharpton, just like these leftists. They want to get rid of the police. What are they going to do if someone's robbing your business or coming to your home to shoot you with your gun, your wife, and rape you? Your wife. Are you going to shoot them? Are you going to use non-lethal technology? You're going to have enough force if a gang comes to your house? No, you're not. So people have to understand, you want rational policing. You want rational governance. You want non-lethal technology. You want the police not to enforce something like some globalists like forced vaccination by kneeling on you and shoving a needle in you as toxic RNA vaccine that'll destroy your health. And we need Trump to actually smarten up and not order half a billion of them and wash his hands and say, oh, I won't force you, but the governors might. And then you got half Whitmore, who's already violating her own rules and her husband wanting to get the boat out. You got governors elsewhere, Democrat, all Democrat, trying to get away with murder and violating their own laws of going out there like some of these media people like Cuomo, cursing and swearing at people while he's already positive for coronavirus, and he's telling people off because they don't have a mask on. He's the one spreading the virus because he's coughing his head off. He's not asymptomatic. He was symptomatic. He's got a hell of a lot of nerve, this guy. He needs to be in a mental institution, this guy. He really is crazy. If you actually watch him on TV, some of the stunts he pulls off, it's like, if I was back in practice and he was in my local area, I would have sent a bunch of boys to grab his butt, put him in a posy jacket, and shove him in a psych facility with a shot of antipsychotic in his right butt cheek. He's a mental case. He's not normal. He's a danger to the public, isn't he? On media, yep. In his basement, on video, whatever the hell he's saying, he's nuts. We shouldn't tolerate nutty people. We should save them and help them save them for themselves. Whether they're suicidal or what I call stupid-cidal, where they want to put their stupid ideas inserted into society and kill us all. These people are yelling out, defund the police. How about we'll defund your butt and put you in a psych facility for 30 days because you can't rationally say businesses like jewelry stores and bake shops and so on don't want any police around if somebody's going to break in their windows and steal all their stuff and break their chairs and everything? Are you kidding? Do you want to have private citizens shooting anybody that comes through the door and inadvertently killing somebody who just wants to buy something? What I see happening is pure insanity because they want to live off it, just like these demons want to off the ectoplasm of the dying American public. You know what? We shouldn't tolerate it. They need to go to a psych facility or an institution. Stop tolerating stupidity and evil. I call it Stevel. Stupidity and evil. Your comments. Go ahead.
Well, of course, before we can place them in mental institutions, we need to have mental institutions. And again, they need to be very well scrutinized. You can end up with the same type of mindset individuals that we had on the Minneapolis police force who...
Yeah, well, you know how you have scrutiny? You have connections to the family that have visitation rights. You have open things where you can actually sue the people in the institution if they're doing things wrong, just like the police have had immunity, even if they're doing bad things in the past. This guy, a police officer that killed George Floyd, he had 11 previous major complaints against him. How come he had one? He should have been taken off the force and sent off to an institution because the guy lost it. I remember when I was working with the Air Force Academy back in the 90s, and they were afraid when they were getting trained in these video games to do kill things with their Air Force jets. They're afraid they couldn't kill off the kill reflex. Some of these people don't have the normal ability to discern between reality and violence and utter control. They cannot control their emotions. When they feel they're in a period of extreme danger, they lose it and become a wild animal. These police officers use excessive force when there's not necessary. And those people should not be in the force interacting with the public. He should have been removed and sent to a facility or sent to do some kind of paperwork somewhere, but he sure as hell shouldn't be interacting with the public. And his colleagues tolerate it because they're afraid they're going to get in trouble because everybody's getting immunity in the police forces across America. I'm sure the same thing happens in other countries to a lesser extent. I know in British Columbia, years ago, they took the policy of we're not going to prosecute people who use drugs, but we're going to put them in an institution. So when I was in British Columbia back in the 70s, if I saw somebody that was mentally ill coming into the Vancouver General and they were on druggy, they get remanded 30 days in a psych facility. They were not going to the police, going through courts, and going through all the hearings. If the doctor said, I wrote in the signature, you remanded, you're gone. There's no talking, you're gone. They're going to just nicely look at you, and the family can come in and watch to see what the hell is going on so they can't get away with crap. You don't want an institution to become another torture chamber for the sick person. A lot of these senior homes are basically torture chambers. Bad nutrition, bad care, no sunlight, no proper care to help them to with nutrition and so on to improve their general health. They're basically okay waiting rooms for death. And they want to prolong their life as long as possible so they can make money off their carcass. They're like carrion birds waiting for the person to die so they can eat the flesh. And, you know, we need to have a more humane society, and it could easily be re-engineered. It doesn't cost more money. The other thing is we need to reduce taxes and reduce the giant budget of the country. We have an asymmetric military that cannot deal with a proper Third World War. We can't. I know how to actually drop the budget probably 90% and make an asymmetric warfare plan that any country trying to do something to America would be neutralized immediately within hours, not days. Would not require nuclear weapons or bullets or armies. It could neutralize the enemy. We need to start thinking cleverly about what we're going to do, whether it's trade or stealing intellectual property or hacking into our power grid. We haven't been thinking critically about anything, have we?
No.
Spending money like drunken sailors, letting politicians get away with murder, letting them take, you know, go back and forth musical chairs between industry and the political office so they can be lobbyists, make tons of money. I call it the District of Criminals. Do you like that, DC?
Yes.
The District of Criminals. As they say, there are two sides of the slitherocracy, the snake that runs our government and the governments around the world. The slitherocracy.
Yep.
Back in a moment. The truth stings, it bites, doesn't it?
Coronavirus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, NutriSilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, Power C Plus to stop viral replication, and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871. Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family. Online.
Spring here, John.
Yes.
Let's wrap it up. I want you to kind of the direction we have. We have only a few months left. This is June. We're now almost in the middle of June. Next week, by the way, is not only my wife Michelle's birthday, wonderful birthday she has, but it's the same birthday of POTUS. He was born in 1946. His mama, I saw a little video clip. Interestingly, I think you sent it to me, that
yes,
his mother was a McLeod. I am McLeods in my family, by the way, from Scotland, too. And she came from the Isle of Skye, and she was revived in a revival there and brought that Bible and gave it to Donald Trump. So we see him when he's carrying around and going to different events, especially now where they've got lockdown and protection of the White House. He has that Bible his mama gave him from back in the revival 100 years ago. Isn't that cool?
Yes, in the Hebrides, that's correct.
In the Hebrides. So people have to understand this, who Trump is. They have to understand, the man is not like, you know, overtly, for you know, it's like not like I'm watching this crazy series on TV called The Righteous Gemstones, and it's quite a twisted scenario, right? And yes, there are some people trying to do things. All of us Christians are not perfect, but we're trying. We're trying to serve God and trying to repent daily from even our daily sins and stupidity.
Yes.
The difference between whether or not we're good or bad is we're trying to serve God. We're trying to Shema, hear and do His will. And to hear and do His will here in America means we also can be set a standard so the globalists won't destroy America and take over the world. Because if they destroy America, the whole world, Russia, China, everywhere else is done, doomed. If we survive this revolution going on here in America, we're going to help the Chinese get rid of their communist regime. We're going to help the Russians get fully relieved from the remnants of communism in Soviet Russia. We're going to see the Europeans get rid of the European Commission that controls their life so that they don't have a representative government. 85% of their laws are made by regulators they don't even elect. We're seeing that a lot of corrupt officials, not only in the healthcare system, but the political system, tied to big pharma, big vaccine, and even the kind of food we have, genetically modified food, demineralized soil, is destroying the health of the population. Even the spread of toxic electro pollution, which we know if they did proper studies, is dangerous, 5G and 6G, which can interfere with the navigation of insects and birds and destroying the biosphere. It's designed to actually put us into a matrix. People say, oh no, they wouldn't do that. I'm thinking, you know, they tried to recruit me 42 years ago when I told DARPA to go to hell at UCLA. People say, how do you know this firsthand, Deagle? I said, this is not like a radio broadcast thing. This is something I unfortunately have to live through, the living hell of the things that I've had to go through, and it's not open to your damned opinion. How's that?
Yes.
You out there, when I hear people make comments on my YouTube channel, I think it's the most insane, stupid comments sometimes. I get really good ones, too. You know, hey, thank you, Dr. Deagle. You've been out there for 10, 12 years. You're doing the right thing, telling the truth. But sometimes your statement's like, you're not answering my question. I said, well, then pose the question. Any question you ask, if I don't have the answer, I'll break down the problem at least. Try to find the answer down the road. I don't get it when people say stupid things like that, or there isn't an answer to the problem. Sure there is. You seek God, and you have an intelligent mind God gave you, an ability to pray. And we have experts in every area in the world. Of course, there's a solution. We're made in God's image. This is now they're in one place and of one tongue. Nothing shall be withheld from their imagination. God gave us imagination because we are his children. We are small little gods. We are Elohim. We are the little God children of God. Collectively, we're the bride of God when he comes back to marry his bride. Not individually like the stupid Mormons think you're going to become a god, but we collectively are the bride of God. When we become quadrillions of individuals crossing hundreds and thousands of stars in the tens of thousands of years and millions of years in the future, and interacting with other beings, both good and bad, and trying to sanctify the universe for God's will, guess what? We will be his bride. We'll be the act of good in this universe of entropy, which is that changes energy and matter and has time, space, and the directional arrow of time and decay. But we will be his bride in this realm. Where we're going right now is America in this great transition, and if Trump gets back in, the deep state knows they're done. They will not get reelected to get control of this country like people like AOC and sock puppet Biden, Hillary Clinton, and all these other monsters. They'll be a memory in the past. People waking up right now. The thing that freaks them out the most, the globalists, is we don't have 0.5% of people waking up. We're now getting a majority of people waking up. They're getting shock therapy with the shutdown and the destruction of the economy and forced vaccination and everything. People are waking up, and it freaks them out. That's why they want to replace the police. They want to replace them with somebody or something that's going to be able to pin people down and force vaccinate them against their will and change their genetics and hack into their consciousness. Oh, no, they wouldn't do that, Deagle. I said, you know what? There's no cure for that level of stupidity. When it's right in your face, you can read Agenda 2030 yourself. You can watch the World Watch Institute. You can see their statements last week in Germany from Schwab. 50 years ago, wrote these documents, and the director of the International Monetary Fund. They're making plain statements about the fourth revolution, industrial revolution, which basically turns the human race into cyborgs, moves to a green agenda, reduces the world population, and controls everything, even your thoughts, like Minority Report. And people say, you're making that up, Deagle. I say, you know what? I'm sick and tired of people deciding when they see, right in their face, a criminal activity occurring, and they decide to not even believe their eyeballs. It's amazing to me that human beings will actually try to lie right while they're watching the crime in front of their whole own eyeballs. It's amazing, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
And I won't tolerate it. And you know what? You want to be brave, like that song Sir Borelli's? You call me up on the show live, 877-317-6430. I'm going to give you an intellectual spanking and a brain I call an intellectual autopsy. I'm going to take my intellectual bone saws, scalpels, and bone separators, and I'm going to cut you up. And I'm not going to use any mercy at all or pain generators, blockers, for the psychological pain you're going to suffer because of the stupidity that's putting harm in us and my brothers and sisters and my children and grandchildren. I don't want your stupidity to ruin the human race. I don't care what skin color they are. I love our black, our Hispanic, and our Chinese, and whatever people all over the world, they're my brothers and sisters. But we cannot tolerate this balkanization of race and sex and orientation and so on. This is all a pile of crap. But they do want to eventually make transhumans. They want to outlaw nutrition. They want to outline good nutrition. They want to actually make us cyborgs, just like it says, such in the days of Noah, so will shall it be in the coming of man. China are doing research on making clones of human beings for organ transplant. They want to make transhumans that are part animal, part human, so they can have an underclass, like a caste system, a genetic caste system like India. Well, this won't be untouchables. These will be subhumans that will be birthed cyborg to do really gross tasks. People say, oh, no, they wouldn't do that. I said, the future, the dark future, like the Blade Runner is waiting for you. People say, oh, no, it's not. I said, you know what? This is not a future. This is past. They tried to recruit me to do this crap 42 years ago. If you think they don't have a lot of this technology now or some version of it, they're going to have the whole thing. That's why they want social distancing. So their little 5G 6G can tell where your carcass is to a cubic meter because they don't want you too close to someone when they hit you a directed energy beam to affect you epigenetically or affect your consciousness. Oh, no. If you're less than 6 feet, they can't put that freaking beam on you. It's not because a virus or the exosome can infect you. And by the way, this whole scenario is going up and poof. They need to jail Bill Gates, Fauci, and Burks. These monsters need to go to jail. All these people at the Purbright Institute in Oxford that made all this crap, and the people at AstraZeneca and Moderna that are now trying to run away with their shares after the high-dose studies of Moderna failed in San Diego and the AstraZeneca were harming people. Stop it. Don't go to low-dose vaccines, think you're going to get away with it and make millions of dollars and harm people's permanent health by changing their genetics. This is disgusting. You know, I have comments by even talking to relatives thinking, well, how do you think you know it, Bill Deagle? I said, these people are all bad and paid for. All of my colleagues, 99.99%, neither have the brains or the intellectual fortitude or serving God. They could care less about their even fellow human beings. They're going to do harm to their patients, their customers, their family. They could care less. They're cowards, they're devils, and they're gutless. How's that? They're bullies.
Yes.
And they're not going to get away with it. You want to take me on? Let me tell you. The devil himself shakes in his boots when he hears my name. Oh my God, it's Deagle. I want him to be my Pindar. He's my crime enemy on earth because he's got people like John W. Spring and real believers that'll die for the truth. And guess what? If it's before my appointed time, God will resurrect my sorry, ugly carcass to speak for the last few days, weeks, months, and years until it's my time to go home with God. But guess what, people? You need to be brave. You need to put God first, the human race second, and your own personal destiny last, or you cannot serve God. How's that?
That's so true.
If you don't, you're not his. How's that? I'm his.
Amen.
Hey, guess what, people? This is not a rehearsal. This is a big show. This is the main event. It's happening as we speak. We're months away from the tribulation, not years now. And the maniacs would like to fail and take Trump out, bring the New World Order, and force vaccinate or chip us or God knows what next.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love, NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com.
For the defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic nutriodine, NutriSilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, Power-C Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.